quarter past seven, and it has been a hell of a week. It is time to take a look back at what we may have missed. And with the weekly wrap, we are joined now by Nick Parmeter from the newsroom. Morning, Nick.
Very good morning to you, Tess.
Take us back to Monday.
Yeah, if we can remember that far back. And, of course, Monday marked the first official day of operations for the highly anticipated Sydney Metro Northwest, following Sunday's rollout of free rides to the public. Sunday saw mass excitement among commuters eager to test the state's first ever driverless trains, but were marred by delays and a few technical issues. And that seems to have continued through the week. I guess you could put it down to growing pains, teething pains, but you'd have to feel Gladys Berejiklian will be hoping that those are worked out ASAP.
Fingers crossed. I caught the metro the other day.
Oh.
You'll be pleased to know. It smells new.
Nice. And what, you know, what's, give us the review.
It was late.
Well.
It was that day where one broke down somewhere between Epping and Cherrybrook, I think.
Oh, yeah.
But it wasn't too late, and it was all fixed up a lot quicker than I expected, because when you hear something's broken down, you go, oh, God, I'm going to be here for hours. But it all got fixed up sooner than I would have expected. All happened. It has new car smell. The doors sit open for a lot longer than they do on trains. I really thought we'd broken down again, we were in the broken down one this time, the first stop we got along and the doors open, because it just sat there with the doors open for about a minute.
Have you ever been to Singapore? Because I was reminded so much of the Singapore trains. I was in Singapore a bit earlier in the year on stopover, and the trains there, like, I thought, like, they're identical. Like,
really?
Really wonderfully efficient train service in Singapore. So, I mean, you could do worse for a copy.
Absolutely. I was going to say, we're catching up with the countries that are good at these things.
Yeah. Moving now to Tuesday, Tess, and it was rather shocking news. At least two people died and 16 injured after a stabbing attack in a park south of Tokyo in Japan. The attack on mainly school children happened just before 8 in the morning local time in the residential district of Kawasaki City. And for Japan, a country that rarely has to struggle with acts of violent crime, this was a real surprise to wake up to on Tuesday morning.
That, I remember seeing that headline. That's just awful. Do we know anything else about the guy? Was it planned? Was it some guy who just picked up a knife and snapped?
I think he's still detained, so I'd assume he's still being questioned. But, yeah, no updates as of yet on that. I suppose maybe it takes a few days. The suspect himself was badly hurt. He stabbed himself in the shoulder. So they're probably, he might be, you know, recovering somewhere in hospital before he's questioned.
Awful stuff.
And a 27-year-old man was denied bail after being charged, of course, with the murder of a woman whose severely beaten body was discovered in scrub in a Melbourne park by dog walkers. That woman, of course, was Courtney Heron, who was homeless. She struggled with drug and mental health issues before she was brutally killed at Royal Park in Melbourne's northwest last Friday night. And Tess, of course, you've been writing about this for a long time, and unfortunately have had to write about this for what feels like the upteenth time this year.
It's pretty awful, and I was doing some research when I was writing, and the one, I guess, statistic that really brought, I think it brought it home for me, is that Courtney was the fourth woman in the last 12 months to meet the criteria of both found in the street and killed in Melbourne. We had Natalina Ancock earlier in the year, Aya Massawe, and we're coming up on the one-year anniversary of Eurydice Dixon's murder. So four women alone meet the criteria, like I said, of found in the street and found in Melbourne. That doesn't even touch other parts of the country or women killed behind closed doors. It's just awful.
It's more than frightening. It's spine-chilling, the statistics behind violent crimes committed on Australian women, and particularly, you know, vulnerable Australian women. You know, so it's socioeconomically disadvantaged, like Courtney Heron, of course, who was homeless. It's It's just truly shocking.
Just, yeah, just awful.
And moving on to Wednesday, hump day, Chinese maritime militia vessels were allegedly responsible for a series of laser attacks on Australian Navy pilots in the hotly contested South China Sea. The Defence Department is yet to comment on the incidents, which occurred while an ADF task force toured Asia. That was, well, yeah, what can you say about that, Tess? The Chinese having a go at some of our Navy there.
And the South China Sea is such a contentious place as well. Yeah. Scary stuff. Yeah.
The Vietnamese call it the East Sea in relation to them, which I think goes to show how hotly contested it is amongst the countries in the region. And then moving to yesterday, of course, our new Labor leader of the opposition, Anthony Albanese, or Albo, I think, as he likes to be called, as he admits he doesn't know how to pronounce his surname, will be meeting with the caucus yesterday and decided on the new front bench, which is expected to be announced Sunday or Monday. Victorian MP Richard Marles will be Albanese's deputy in the lower house, with Queensland's MP Jim Chalmers taking on the Treasury portfolio. And of course, in the Senate, it's the tag team duo of Penny Wong and former New South Wales Premier Christina Keneally.
Yeah, that'll be an interesting one to see on, like you said, Sunday or so when they do announce that one. That'll be, yeah, one to watch when we walk in on Monday morning.
It will be indeed. And a new direction for Labor taking shape, and a new direction sorely needed.
Yes, I think that's very succinct, yes. Thanks so much, Nick.
Thank you very much, Tess.
Nick Farmer with the weekly wrap, taking a look back at the week that was.